here on August 17th, August 1-7, 2011. Unbelievable, but summer is almost over in Toronto. Maybe 3 weeks left, but that's not what I want to talk about today. I want to tell you a story about an experience I had with a blogger named U-Turn Mark, Y-O-U-T-E-R-N Mark, M-A-R-K. He's writing about interns, something like that, even though he's not an intern. He's not a young guy, but nobody else is either. So anyway, let me go on. He wrote an article called 12 Telltale Signs You May Be an Old Job Seeker. 12 Telltale, I can't even say it, but you know it's, you know, something's wrong when they use that number in the title, 12 Telltale Signs You May Be an Old Job Seeker. And one of my followers, @self_leadership, asked me to comment. So, you know, I'm a nice guy. I went over there and I looked at his 12 points and I offered a critique for every single one. Here's a few examples. He said, with so many creative fonts, F-O-N-T-S, available, it's a sign that you may be an older candidate if you stick with the default of Times New Roman. So I said, hey, what's wrong with Times New Roman? What are you supposed to use? Comic Sans? Comic Sans? Number two, he said, in today's job market, it's a given that you, you know, references available upon request. He said, that's a sign you're an older worker. And then he explains, in today's job market, it's a given that you have references lined up for the recruiter, probably on your LinkedIn profile for all to see. It's also a given that you aren't going to provide references that would ever say anything bad about you. What does this guy know? Nothing! He said, leave this old school line completely off your resume. So I said, look, references upon request, do only older workers put that in their resumes? No! Young people are stupid too, and anybody who doesn't realize it is not up to date. And as for, as you know, for, as forgiving references that won't say anything bad about you, hey, I hear bad things all the time. I say, give me your old supervisor's name. And if you know how to take references, everything they say, you follow up. You ask pointed questions. You find out a lot about that person. That's why they have to be confidential. Nothing, when I take a reference, nothing I say with that reference goes back to the job seeker. No way, to the candidate, because not all of it's good. Anyway, that's another story. I'll just give you one more example. He says, a sign that you might be an older job seeker is a wholly chronological resume. And here's what he says. Today's most effective resumes talk about foundation skills transferable to any employer, like work ethic, leadership, and problem solving. Your old school resume that lists every job you ever had with every single responsibility ever delegated to you can be seen as a huge red flag in today's recruiting world. And I said, hey, you are totally wrong here. 99% of recruiters are in favor of plain chronological resumes. And you don't have to put every responsibility there. Only an idiot doesn't edit, and that has nothing to do with age. Young people are idiots, too. This guy's off base. I tried to clue him in. You know, here's something else. Work ethic and soft skills and problem solving, that's just bragging. You know what? And when you ask these soft skill braggarts for some examples, they never have them. Anyway, you think the guy might have said, thanks, recruiting animal, for setting me straight. But no, no, he didn't. He didn't like it. He didn't like what I did. In his next article, he said, hey, you know, I got a lot of feedback on my old guy article. And he referred to me specifically. He said, well, the vast majority, he didn't say of ignoramuses, gave me positive comments. Many people took extreme exception to the 12 items mentioned. One person, a recruiter, argued against every single point. In these critics' eyes, we were 0 for 12. Not one of our 12 suggestions apparently had any merit to any job seeker on the planet. He's a liar! I didn't say nothing as was good. These old guys, they have to have iPods. They have to have iPhones. They have to know what Facebook is. So they sound like they're not dinosaurs. But that doesn't mean his points were right. Anyway, but I want you to look at something else he did. And I'm sorry, I'm going on longer than I thought I would. He referred to me, but he didn't mention my name. He negated me. He tried to rub me out of history. And you know why? Because he doesn't want to engage me. That's why, like I always say, the recruitosphere is divided into two groups. The first one is the shopkeepers. They're there to put themselves on display like they're in a shop window. All they want is that you be impressed by them, so you buy. So you buy from them. They don't like criticism. They like making declarations, and they resent. They resent debate. But then you got the cowboys. They're the rowdy people. And you know why they're rowdy? Because they're searching for the truth. And the truth has many faces. Didn't Billy Kohlbrenner teach us that? So what do you have to do? You got to pull your gun out and shoot those declarations made by those shopkeepers full of holes so you can see the other faces of the truth through them. And the shopkeepers, they don't like that because it makes them look bad. You know what these shopkeepers don't have? They don't have vision. They lack vision. I used to read Jeremiah Ohyang. Yeah, he's a big social media consultant. And years ago already, he was advising people not to run away from a battle online because the troublemakers are going to be talking about you anyway. And at least if you're there, you have a chance to defend yourself. But these guys don't get it. We're talking about job hunting on Facebook on today's show. So I invited the guys from Branch Out to join in, and they were really excited. But then the marketing manager, Mike Del Ponte, sent me an email saying they couldn't participate. But why? What's the point of that? We're going to talk about them anyway, aren't we? He just robbed himself of the chance to correct our mistakes. The same with the salary tutor. This guy had an article on the Wall Street Journal about negotiating for your salary like an FBI agent. It's a cute title, and he got a lot of action. So I invited him to come over here and talk about it. And you know what? He took a pass. All that means is we're going to talk about him behind his back. And is that better for him? No. But some people have vision. Yes, they do. And one of them is Jason Ginsburg from Brandemics. I never heard of this guy yet before yesterday, and he never heard of me. But he's here today on Jerry. Jerry, what show is this?
The Recruiting Animal Show.
Maureen isn't here. Merritt Hogan isn't here. I didn't really invite her, but she said she's not coming. Who else isn't here? Work 4 Labs invited them this morning, told me they can't come. Who else is? I told you Branch Out isn't coming. But let me ask, is Jason Ginsburg here? Did he show up?
I am here, Animal, yes.
Congratulations, Mr. Ginsburg. Did you like the picture I put of you on the site?
Yes, that's from...
I took your dark LinkedIn photo and I touched it up. You should use what I have. I can send you one without Ginsburg on it, but that's not a problem. Jen Petty, P-E-D-D-E, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, it's time a little more excited, will ya? Don't be dead. You know, Jason, I know these people from Twitter, and, like, you know, they seem to be lively in print, but when they show up here, they're dragging me down. You don't know how hard it is to be entertaining for just 1 hour a week. All these guests, they're against me, Jay. but you're not, right?
I'm with you. Well, whatever you need in the next hour.
Make sure you talk louder. Make sure you talk louder, okay, so everyone can hear you.
I was deserted
by everybody today. Okay. Don't make noise. Hey, who's on the phone?
That's not my end.
Hey, don't do business when you're listening to the Recruiting Animal Show. Smarten up. Okay. I got another guest, Jane Doe. Are you here?
Yes.
Oh, come on. You sound lively. You know, everybody chokes. I talked to this girl on the phone yesterday. She was a dynamo. Come on. Please don't do this to me. She has the most sensational story, I got to tell you, Jason, about family problems interfering with your job search that I've ever heard. My only concern is that we don't have enough time to get to it. It depends how active this Facebook discussion is going to be, your explosive article. Hey, how come Jody or Doni had her name on it? Are you the ghostwriter? She sent one, but when I asked her to come on, she sent you.
Well, we're a collaborative effort
in the background there? Go ahead. Oh, you idiots. Come on, who's doing that? Jason, speak up. Talk over them, please.
She really wants to be, I would assume.
We collaborated on that article, and I stand by it as one of the co-authors.
Okay, I'm taking everybody off, and I'm going to... What's your area code, Jason?
212.
212. And Jay Petty, what are you?
I'm 646.
646. Did I cut you off? No. And what about Jane Doe? What area code?
630.
Don't tell me you're Jane Doe. You're not supposed to talk about that, okay? Okay, so let's get going. Okay, so anyway... Oh, geez. Let me ask you a question, Jason, before we talk about your stuff. Am I right that these people who don't – you're a brand guy. These people who don't have the guts to come on a show like this with big-name recruiters and job coach consultants and resume writers listening and calling in, are they making a social media brand error?
I think so. I found it interesting because Branch Out did speak to me, actually, when I prepared for this show, and were very kind and gave me some facts. Monster as well spoke to me on the phone about Be Known, their new Facebook app. So I'm unclear why they're afraid of
the truth. You sound like a mild-mannered little wimp on the phone, but you're not, because I saw that article. It's very aggressive, right? And everybody knows this show is shooting holes full of bullshitters. I'm sorry to use that tough word, but if you come on here with your marketing mumbo-jumbo, people are going to ask you real questions. And this guy, Mike Del Ponte, he sends me a one-line letter. I never heard of him. He says, we're not coming. And then he dumped an ad in there with the statistics. He didn't say, hey, Recruiting Animal, here's some stats that might be good for your show. He just dumped an ad in. And then he says, hey, you're going to be at ERE. I'd like to meet you there. He can come on the show. What does he have to meet me for at ERE? It's a sop. Like, you know what, I think you're okay anyway. No, he doesn't. I'm not going to beat ERE. He's got his chance here when I'm talking about his product. Don't you agree?
I absolutely agree. I'm here ready to discuss the article. Should I explain?
Okay, but first I have to do an ad. I'm sorry I'm going on so long, but I have to, when I have so many people to talk to, but I have to do an ad because, you know, this show needs sponsors. It costs $2 for an ad, and I've got one sponsor. Can you believe it? JobSpeak.com. JobSpeak.com is a free mobile job posting application. It lets you, listen to this, Jason, post a job from your smartphone to the internet, and it posts a picture at the same time. You can post a picture of your business and a 60-second audio about the job directly from your phone. That's modern. No one's going to think you're an old guy if you're doing that. And it cross-posts. It cross-posts to your Facebook and your Twitter accounts automatically. It's brought to you by @ChrisRussell. He's the guy behind AllCountyJobs.com. And listen to this, Jason. Are you still listening?
I'm still here.
Okay, you can spell it JobSpeak, JobSpeak.com or JobSpeak.com, and they'll both go to the same place. That's bright, isn't it? Jason?
Yes, it redirects. I guess he owns both URLs.
Yeah, Jason, talk louder, okay, will you? You're going to come out like nothing on the recording. And anyway, look, I just got to say something. One company has already used JobSpeak to hire someone. Power Home Remodeling, just outside of Philadelphia, hired an entry-level sales rep. They found using JobSpeak. Say it with me, Jason. JobSpeak.com.
JobSpeak.com.
Jay Petty, are you there?
Yep.
Say AllCountyJobs.com.
AllCountyJobs.com.
Thank you. Okay, Jason. Now we're going to lead into your article on ERE. What's the title?
Why Facebook Will Destroy LinkedIn.
Are you talking into the receiver?
As much as I possibly can, yes.
Okay, just shove it down that throat and maybe shout a bit, okay? Now, you say Facebook hires, oh, this is what you quote from that Wall Street Journal article. Facebook hires account for less than 1% of the total hires companies are making. But if current trends continue, Facebook could rival traditional job boards in 2012. You know, that sounds like it's a powder puff piece. You say nothing much is happening right now, but maybe something is going to happen. Is this a powder puff piece, or is it for real? Confess.
Oh, we're looking ahead, and the future does not look good for LinkedIn.
Okay, so the first issue, I divided your article up into issues, okay?
Okay.
The first issue is numbers. You say LinkedIn has 120 million members. Facebook has 750 million, and employers fish where the fish go.
Yes.
Mike divided. You want to comment?
Okay.
Well,
hey,
that,
who's
if you're
listening
for
on their speakers? Jason!
No, it's not me. I promise.
There's a delay. Turn your speakers off, you jerk, if you're on the phone. Jason, come on, will you? Jason.
Yes.
Can you address the issue of numbers? I'll give you a chance, and otherwise I'll give a rebuttal for you.
No, I'll address it. LinkedIn has less members. They're growing at about 1 million a week, which would put them near Facebook in about 10 years if Facebook adds no more members.
Yeah.
They are Facebook is more diverse and democratized. LinkedIn is generally higher earning executives.
What you just said is a nonsense statement. Out of those 750 million people on Facebook, how many of them are kids? Come on!
How many people use LinkedIn only when they're searching for a job and look at it once every 6 months?
As long as they've got a scrap of information there, I can look at that database. That's all it is. I can look at that database and find somebody and call them up when they're not looking for a job. Right? And I'd like to do the same thing with Facebook, but as we'll see as we progress, it's not geared for that right now. So I just want to ask you, out of 750 million people on Facebook, how many are kids? I'm going to say at least half. Wouldn't you agree?
What do you mean by kids? Under 13 are not allowed. That takes
not
out that.
Job age, under 18.
Under 18?
Under 20.
We're sitting in the job market. 20, we're certainly looking
20
at.
20 is not in the job market. 20 is not in the job market. If you're getting out of school, you're at least 21 or 22. Come on.
Okay, I'll give you those 2 years.
Okay, so let's take those 750 million people, okay? Half of them are kids who are not job hunter age. Let's say that right off the bat. There's a lot of grandparents there as well. So these numbers are inflated. And I'll tell you something else. Every social network numbers, it, just like you said, it's a bunch of people who sign up and never show up again. Usually it's 90%. I'm sure you have a better ratio of active members to sign-ups on Facebook. But that 7 million, 750 million people, it's just bogus to begin with. Okay?
Well, I can't speculate to how what the exact
I'm an experienced social media guy. Just take my word for it. And I'll tell you what. Go to Church of the Consumer blog. They've got it as the rule of thumb is that on any social network, 90% of the people are not participating at all, and then 10% of the people are there. 1% actually contributes user-generated content, and the other 9% just watch. That's the rule. I think Facebook does a lot better because it gives people opportunities to put their, you know, personal pictures and stuff up there. But I'll bet you there's a lot of you know, no returns as well. I got to tell you something else. When Oprah talked about Twitter, I think they had 1 million signups in a day, and none of them came back in a month. That's the truth about social media figures, Jason.
Well, also,
okay.
If I could jump in here, too, it also depends on what you're looking at. I mean,
I can't hear either of you. What's wrong with me?
I'm speaking
to the
directly
phone.
Into the phone. What do you
want? That's okay, speakerphone. Now, line three must be it.
This is at Jay Petty. J-P-E-D-D-E.
Yes,
and
J-P-E.
You just told me yesterday that you're going to tear this guy apart. Go ahead.
Well, it's just, yeah, I hate articles that are based on numbers because 750 million users, yes, that's a great number, but when you look at it, there's only 95 million users that are from the United States. So if you're only looking at the United States, that's, less than one-seventh of your audience now you're talking about for the United States.
LinkedIn is global as well.
Right, but Facebook to me is such an interesting topic for conversation for recruiting because people under 30 don't use it for recruiting. So it depends on who you're recruiting to, right? Like if you're recruiting to 35 to 40, I mean that the percentage of Facebook on that right there
you're
is 26%.
Getting ahead. You made your point. Jason had a nice comeback though. Congratulations. Okay. Now here's what Jason also says. I don't know why he didn't mention it a minute ago. Facebook isn't all teens. You said the average age on Facebook is 38. The average age on LinkedIn is 40. So there's lots of people in their 30s who are, you know, job worthy on both sites. That's what you're saying, right? But you don't provide any numbers there. Am I right, Jason?
Well, as a matter of fact, I looked at those numbers from the Pew Internet Research, but LinkedIn itself says their average age is 46, which I think goes to show that they are looking at higher level executives. They proudly claim to be the most affluent of social networks, which to me means you're leaving out a great number of job applicants if you're not looking for C-level and above. If you're looking for middle managers, entry-level, younger people.
Believe me, there's plenty of middle managers there. Not everybody's a VP or a president. But you got an interesting point. I got to tell you, first of all, I'd say Facebook is probably, they got a lot of proletarian types on it. LinkedIn doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
It's white-collar jobs, almost exclusively. We had a guy on here from jobbuckets.com. Is that what his job board is? It's a free job board. And he said, his name's Josh Stommel. You might want to talk to him sometime. And he says that's where, you know, the truck drivers and those guys go. They don't go to LinkedIn.
Yeah, I believe that. Anything that's not a white collar.
But they're on Facebook. They're on Facebook, aren't they, the truck drivers?
I would think so. And so are the nurses and the teachers and the engineers that are not quite maybe executive level.
The engineers are on LinkedIn. You know, how did you come to write this? You don't know anything about recruiting, do you?
Our company deals with recruiting, the entire employee life cycle, as a matter of fact. Recruiting,
okay.
Onboarding, retention, engagement.
Don't get me wrong. I like you and I admire you for coming on this show, okay?
Okay.
But I just have to tell the truth, and you have every opportunity to say I'm wrong, okay? Everybody can hear you, and there's lots of people on the call. If someone wants to speak up now and address the issues we've been talking about, feel free. Anybody want to talk?
I've got a study to quote.
Give her a chance. Who is it?
It's Jen Beatty.
Go ahead.
Now, when you're recruiting on Facebook, how do you get around the issue that most people just use that for personal friends and family, and they have their...
You're jumping the gun. I said you want to address the issues I've talked about already, okay?
Well, no, they've got...
Yeah, you're taking a seat. I'm raising the issues in an organized manner, like he did in his article. I'll get to you when we come to that, okay? Don't make me block you, okay? I will if I have to. Now, Jason, LinkedIn, you say, is under attack by Monster. In June, Monster launched Be Known, an application that turns Facebook into a recruiting platform. It has 760,000 active monthly users in just after 2 months. How active are they? And what do you do on Be Known? I've never really participated yet.
It's an app for Facebook that when you sort of activate it, when you join it for free, you are then offered almost like a monster-like page within your Facebook page. So you can search for jobs. When you click on apply, it then takes you to the Monster site. So without leaving Facebook, you can do your job search. You actually apply off-site, but it's all brought to you right there.
But it doesn't let me – I'm a member, but it doesn't help me recruit people, does it? Like LinkedIn, I think 14 million. I can't remember how many – what the – huge membership of LinkedIn is recruiters. Recruiters are scouring it all the time for people. Does Benone let you do that?
It will. My contact at Monster, who I spoke to today, said that is coming because obviously they serve recruiters.
Was that Eric?
No.
Okay.
Do you want names?
No, I don't need his name.
It was someone in marketing there who gave the stats that, again, this is, we are speaking of something that is 2 months old. Just like I think was sort of what Jen was getting to. When you recruit on Facebook, do you do this? That's present tense. These things are coming.
Yeah,
we're looking 2 years down the road.
They LinkedIn is going down the drain.
Yeah.
You're talking not very distant future, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're also saying LinkedIn is drawing fire from Brenchuk, the guys who refuse to come here and defend themselves,
right?
Explain, you know, themselves. Bad mistake, Mike Del Ponte. I'll meet you at ERE. Okay, anyway, you say, I have to remind you that they have 2.7 monthly users on BranchOut. What does BranchOut do exactly? I haven't familiarized myself with these new apps.
It's more like LinkedIn. Again, it's a free app for Facebook. We have no relationship with these companies, by the way, just to make that clear. And it sort of brings a LinkedIn-like interface to your Facebook. When I signed up, I just thought I was just going to try it. I found that I had 6 of my Facebook friends were already members. So I began to have connections just like LinkedIn. Their friends
wow,
of their friends became my
six.
Connections.
That's a lot, eh?
I would beg to differ on the functionality that's available now on Facebook from Benone and from BranchOut. Yeah, it lets you scour the it allows you to look at job boards. But it doesn't allow you to do the things that LinkedIn does in real connections to real people. It allows you to pretend to connect to a whole bunch of people and send them badges and stuff, but that doesn't get you jobs and it doesn't get you people.
I would completely agree with that. Like, I've used both apps. I have Benone. I have BranchOut. I know the people who work at both, and they're great people doing a great service. But at the end of the day, LinkedIn is going nowhere. Like, LinkedIn is the place you go to network and is the place you go to find the jobs and is the place you go to have the recruiters find you.
Right.
Not Facebook.
Hold on. Let me ask. I'm getting some, you know, Maureen's not here either. Jerry's not here. Maureen's not here.
Oh,
but Resume Strategy says on Twitter, I have no one watching Twitter for me. If someone would like to do that, that's a great job. You can be my intern for a day. Resume Strategy says, talking to the mic, animal. So, you know, tell me if you can't hear me, because I'll tell you if I can't hear you. And now she's also saying there's a lot of background noise. I don't know if that was a half an hour ago or if it's current. If somebody has a problem like that, let me know, okay?
But we don't.
Okay. Well,
half an hour ago
well,
you had the problem. You don't have the problem now. It sounds good now.
Thank you very much. You know, I'm all by myself here. And
you are not all by yourself.
When my crew is here, all they do is attack me. But I can take it. You want to see the faces of the truth? Shoot me up. I don't care. Okay?
See, you just got to be known, animal. Stop poking and be known.
Gary says he's here on Twitter.
Okay,
hey,
now I want to tell Jane
Doe
something. We're going way over, but Jerry's not here, so we're going to take Jerry's time. We're going to take Jerry's time for you because you got a story that I want to tell. And if you can't stay that long, I want to get you back another week, okay? Jason, you know I admire you for being here. Sorry, what were we talking about? Benone, it's so exciting, BranchOut. They're going to destroy. Are you saying they're going to destroy in themselves LinkedIn, yes or no?
In themselves, they are leading the vanguard. That it will make Facebook compete
with
LinkedIn.
Man, are you two-faced? Are you a double talker? I said yes or no. You said they're leading the vanguard, which that's a no. They're at the head of other apps that are going to come and do the job. Is that right?
Along with Facebook itself, yes, while LinkedIn stagnates.
Now, well, I read that in Jody, or maybe you writing under Jody's name, you addressed some of the critics of your article. You said LinkedIn is stagnating. What does that mean? LinkedIn is a resume database. That's what it is. Some dope said LinkedIn should let you put their family pictures there. What for? How does LinkedIn stagnate? I want to know. And if LinkedIn wants to come and pay me, that's fine. I'll put a $2 ad on this show for you. You can afford it, can't you? Go ahead, Jason.
Well, for example, Facebook now allows brands and companies to interact on Facebook. You have that choice of use Facebook as a page if you own a Facebook page. LinkedIn does not. LinkedIn is not allowing right now brands and companies to interact fully with its users, which seems an obvious thing. It seems like something that would be an easy choice for them to make, but they, for some reason, don't allow that. They are
this
a database,
Dingo.
Which
I would
not
like
very
to differ.
Exciting.
It's not... It's not exactly the same. And the thing that I liked about LinkedIn as opposed to Facebook is that you have groups. You can actually connect with people you've worked with prior. You can follow that company, which it RSS feeds up a ton of stories that are relevant when you're interviewing. So that's why, honestly, I prefer LinkedIn over Facebook. I find, you know, someone told me that you could find jobs on Facebook, and I find the process to do that is very, very cumbersome. With LinkedIn, it's very simple. You can go to the job search. You can go to the different groups that you belong to that are relevant.
Is this Jim Beatty? Is this Jim Beatty? Who's talking? Who's talking?
Go ahead.
Who is it? I want to know. I want to talk to that
person. Oh, no. This is Jane Doe.
Oh, Jane Doe. Okay, well, why don't you say, okay, I want to talk to Jen Beatty for a second. Are you still there?
Okay.
Now I'm ready for you.
The big issue.
Okay, I'll state your issue clearly, and then if you want to add something, you're welcome to embellish. But the big challenge, at least one of them, we haven't got to the fact that LinkedIn has $9 billion and they can do whatever they want, but the big challenge to Jason and his beard, Jody, was that people are always being warned by these career counselors like Janice, executive job coach, who's on the line. Watch out. Keep your professional and personal profiles. Hey, who's eating lunch there? Stop it. Personal profiles, keep them separate. And so people resent, they said, recruiters getting in touch with them on Facebook. That's their personal place for their families and their kitties and their pets, and they want to keep that separate. Now, so is that what you wanted to talk about, Jen Beatty?
Yes. I think most people keep their professional and their personal life separate. I mean, there is some, you know, crossover in those areas, but people do that on LinkedIn. They've got their friends on LinkedIn. They can post things that are relevant to their professional ideas and their career objectives on LinkedIn. They're not going to LinkedIn to talk about their job search generally.
Post
I mean, people
the,
will throw that out there.
Post on the Twitter
but,
stream by Job Search Coach. Why is there even a debate? LinkedIn is the professional's Facebook, the standing interview and digital Rolodex.
Go ahead, Jason.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I think I like the tautology I keep hearing. People like to use LinkedIn because they like LinkedIn. Well, that's hard to argue with that. As Facebook changes and becomes more like LinkedIn, people will use that too. And the idea of groups on LinkedIn, anyone is free to form a group on Facebook. There's something called friends lists that customizes your news feeds. If you only want to get news items in your news feed from a certain brand or a company, you can. It's quite possible people that don't like Facebook for recruiting are not aware of Facebook's full functionality. I'm not sure you're using all the features you could be using. When you speak of how Facebook doesn't have these features, it does have them. You just are used to them on LinkedIn.
Facebook doesn't educate you on how to use its actual features. People don't know how to hide, you know,
Farmville
on there.
But it's there, so let's
move
on.
Yes, but I'm not going to take the time to take a platform that I've been using for 8 years to, you know, hide away all my pictures and all my family and all my things just so I know recruiters are using. If anything is going to be a LinkedIn killer, it's going to be Google+, but not even that's going to do it. It's just LinkedIn is set up in a way. It's already gone IPO. People are using it. It's a very, very niche site, just like whoever said it on Twitter. It's where you go for professionalism.
Is this Jen Beatty? Everybody wants to, you know, Petey. Why do you say your name?
Petey.
Okay, just don't blab too much. You've never been on the show before. Make your point, and then stop blabbing, okay?
I did.
I got listeners. I got an audience. Keep it in mind, okay? I don't like it when I have to edit out half the show to keep it entertaining, okay? This is infotainment. Now, look, what about that? You know, they've got $9 billion to play around with at LinkedIn. Google has $400 billion, don't they? They got an endless amount of money. They could do anything they want with Google+, and they've already got the ability to silo your personal life from your professional life. I got to tell you something, though. It's easy to get those circles mixed up. You know, the Google+ allows you to put your friends in one place and your professional people, contacts in another. They're easy to confuse. Jason, what about Google+?
I think it's too early to tell. I know brands are coming. I know. I think MTV and Ford right now have been given sort of beta access to have a company page. Once brands are allowed to interact, I'm sure they will. Google's not foolish.
Okay,
that
now let me just cut you off for a second. Yeah, I asked you the wrong question. You were talking about something a minute ago, and you didn't go with the punch that Jody offered or you offered in the comments. You said that people don't realize Facebook is being used heavily by business already. They've got all these kind of fan pages. People, all kinds of people are signing up on their own. It's not true that people don't want to do business on Facebook. They're already doing business there. And how hard is it going to be for those employers to put recruiting applications into their fan pages, into their brand pages? Harley Davidson, I don't know if they're even there, but you know what? Why don't they put a button up? Want to work here? Click this button. Is that what you're talking about, Jason?
Absolutely. Right now that you already have you know, your friends like this movie, it would be very easy to say three of your friends just applied to this company that you already like, that you're already following.
Now, there's not a privacy problem. They don't want me to know that Joe Blow and Harry Smith and Jason Ginsburg have taken new jobs necessarily, right? Wasn't that a big problem with that case of the guy bought the diamond ring for his wife, and she received a note that her friend, who was her husband, just bought a diamond ring, and she said, "Who's the girlfriend? I didn't get a diamond ring from you."
Yeah, well, that's one of the Facebook privacy options you'll have to choose in
well,
or opt out of,
you
I
want,
assume.
You want your friends to know when you take a new job necessarily?
Yes. A lot of companies we work with actually send out emails saying, "I just got a new job. You should come join me here." 30% of hires, new hires, are employee referrals.
Do they give
LinkedIn
the guy
does
money?
That too. Yeah, LinkedIn does that too. I don't find it so offensive. If you manage your preferences, you can do it on both sides.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me see. Go ahead, Janice.
LinkedIn experts, why have they removed the names from the recommendations? If you look
okay,
at the recommendations.
Okay, they don't want you to be able to recruit those people unless you pay to see the names.
I don't think even you can pay for that. You know what I'm talking about? All the recs you have, now the names are removed from the recommendations. When people recommend you, okay, the name of who recommended you has been removed in the last
unbelievable.
Week.
Has anybody else can confirm that?
I was not aware of that.
Yeah, go look. I
haven't seen that at all.
Okay.
I am a huge
Janice, I want you to confess next week or whenever you come on next if you've made an error, because I think that's an error. And it's a shocker. It's a real shocker scoop. You got a scoop. You're the first person to talk about it if it's for real, okay?
Go to LinkedIn. Look
I
up.
I can't do it. I'm on the show. Please.
No, anybody
okay.
else. I'm looking at my page right now. All of my names are there, all my recommendations.
Yeah, you're looking at your
normal.
Own. Look at somebody else's. You have more access to your own information.
Sure. Is
okay?
that simply for third-degree connections, perhaps?
Well, we'll see. I can't argue. We're not going to discuss that now. I have an audience. Keep it in mind, will ya? Okay, what else do these people complain about? Any recruiting team that isn't considering Facebook right now is falling behind. Clients. This is a guy named Kevin Wist. He can't spell his name intuitively. What a mistake. His clients are asking about Facebook strategies every day. Jason, you're dealing with something with recruitment marketing, it sounds like. What does Brandemics do?
We create employer brands. So we deal with every sort of touch point of the life cycle, from the recruitment, advertising, and interviewing and onboarding, then to engagement, retention, things like employee rewards,
okay,
employee communication.
You didn't want to use your own Twitter. It doesn't look like you have one. I don't know. You wanted to use Brandemics, at Brandemix. Am I right about that?
You are got it right.
Now, I got to ask you something. Your website is cute, but, I mean, like, who wants to sit through a flash, like, intro? Not me. Not anybody I know. Why do you have that on your site?
We are going through a redesign. I will tell you that.
Okay. And then you got, I said, a nice-looking site, but it's a little box in the middle of the screen. And I kept clicking on contact. I didn't even realize that a contact module had shown up in a corner of that box. And I had to write it in a little tiny font. I mean, what's the point of that? I mean, you answered me. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I just want to give you some advice. Okay, if you're a marketing guy, you can do better. Anyway, so Brandemics. So let me ask you, are your clients clamoring up with you to tell them and explain Facebook on a regular basis.
They are when they start hearing the prices for LinkedIn. We deal with some smaller companies who are a bit, obviously these things both are free to begin with. When you begin to start asking LinkedIn to give you their prices, which they eventually do, reluctantly they will begin to speak to you about it. They begin to reveal how they're aiming at larger clients, at larger companies, and at higher earning workers. And so a certain segment is left behind by that. It serves LinkedIn well, obviously, but Facebook is more democratized in that
sense. Now Ernie Fatera said if LinkedIn launches an app on Facebook, it's going to wipe out Branch Out and Be Known and all the other clones, LinkedIn clones. Is there any chance of that?
I'm not sure. I haven't spoken to LinkedIn for this article specifically. That would be the smart move.
Oh, yeah, you didn't have the guts. Shame on you. You didn't want to tell them the title.
We're not in any way celebrating the demise of LinkedIn. We're just predicting it.
Flavoring. You got the knife out. I can see it. You know, you're telling the story. Everyone's going to come. See, okay. So let me see. Okay, Facebook. Let's see if there's anything else. LinkedIn has lots of money. Hey, here's something. I like this one. Numbers aren't everything. This is what Mason Wong said. He said, by your rationale, McDonald's will crush all other steakhouses around all the steakhouses in the globe in a few years. That was witty, wasn't it?
Yes, I understand the analogy.
Yeah. People don't want hamburgers, okay? They want steaks. Even if McDonald's sells the most hamburgers, doesn't mean anything. Now, he's saying again that Facebook doesn't offer what the people want, although I think that Jody offered in the comments a good rebuttal for that. There's already lots of business being done on Facebook. The shift could be fairly easy. But here's, I think, maybe the last question for you, okay?
Okay.
How are they going to get the people to start putting that professional information into their Facebook profiles? Have you heard of the company Work4 Labs?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you should have mentioned them. They're an app used for mass recruiting on Facebook, isn't it? Doesn't it place targeted ads, right? Isn't that
That's
what
one
it
of
does?
The features, yeah.
Okay. Now, the thing is, you can't place targeted ads if you don't for jobs if you don't know what the people are doing, and they don't always list that. There's not a lot of that on Facebook. Now, are they going to change that? Are they going to add more? Or are all these other apps like Be Known and Branch Out going to handle that, these auxiliary apps?
I think so. Certainly, I just looked at Branch Out just a few minutes ago, and it really does. It asks you to put in experience, skills, a summary, references, just like LinkedIn. So you are then voluntarily getting this app for free and putting the information out there.
Okay, but really what we're talking about there is no longer a platform that has 750 alleged participants, are we?
Only those who take the various apps, that is correct.
Yeah, okay, at present. Jason, I so admire you for coming on after those other guys chickened out. Man, like, I really appreciate you coming here. Is there anything else nice I can say to you or that you would like to say before I tell you I'm done with you and kick you off?
One stat I'd like to get out, because we are talking about the future. We keep talking about how Facebook isn't doing that right now. I acknowledge they're not doing a lot of things right now. There was a survey from the National Association of Colleges and Employers, 13,000 graduating college students, asked which social network was most helpful for a job search. 57% said Facebook. 1% said LinkedIn. Those are people entering the job force.
They're totally ignorant. I just have to tell you, these Gen Y guys or Gen Z or whatever, they just don't know anything. Maureen, who's didn't come to the show today, she goes out to talk to people sometimes, and other people go. They're just ignorant. Once they start looking for real, they'll know. Facebook, how does Facebook help you find a job? If you ask them, could they tell you?
I believe that's part of the employee referrals. You get referrals from friends. LinkedIn is not your friends. They're your business contacts. They're business cards you got at a conference and you're talking to somebody for 5 minutes in Portland. Facebook is your friends who you trust.
He's making this is your strongest point today, and you saved it for the very end after people have hung up because they didn't find you that interesting. Thanks, Jason. But just like a psychiatric, this show's like a psychiatric appointment. You know, people put off the good stuff. Well, what is it? Just stress that. People give each other job referrals on Facebook, where they, wouldn't they do it on the phone? If you're real friends, aren't you talking with people on the phone and they say, hey, Jason, there's a good job here? Do they wait to get on Facebook for doing that?
Oh, they might announce it. They might put it in their own newsfeed, and someone can then comment or do it in the Facebook messaging.
Okay,
well, that's good.
That's interesting. That's interesting. Now, you could do that on the LinkedIn groups, too, right?
Sure, certainly.
But Facebook is more effective. Who wanted to comment on that before I let Jason
Dawn
go?
Dawn Kahn.
Go ahead, Dawn. Dawn C. Kahn.
Dawn C. Kahn. What I wanted to comment on related to that is that Facebook has a lot of users and it has a lot of fake profiles. LinkedIn has fake profiles, but not the highest percentage as Facebook does. I like my networks to have real faces and real people. If I want a referral, I want to know it's a good one from a good place. And your chances are a lot better with a network where you can actually validate that this person's real than with a Facebook profile that somebody made up to add SEO to their company profile.
I'd like to, if someone would please tweet or call if they had a referral from a fake profile on Facebook, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah.
Okay, now I just got to say something. Janice, your son stabbed you in the back already. Those names are there on LinkedIn. Kelly
just
Smith, the one
that
Animal Show has
name.
A scoop. LinkedIn has removed the names of people who recommended you, but just a few down on Twitter. No one's helping me with Twitter today, Jason. Job Search Coach, that's her son who works with her. He said, hey, the names are back.
Just found
10 day,
people missing their names, Animal, 10 people.
Yeah, okay. Your son stabbed you in the back. He shot bulls in your argument so we could see the face of the truth, Jason.
He'll get his. He's a dead
okay.
man.
Okay. Jason, you want to stick around for Jane Doe, or should I let you go?
I'm happy to listen and learn from other viewpoints.
Hey, you
sure.
know what? Usually, Jason, you're welcome to go, though. I mean, I don't know. But usually we sing a song at the beginning. We didn't sing any songs today. So, I'm not set up to sing a song. I might. Yeah, let's just see if I got a song here. Do you know Electric Avenue? You remember that one?
I think so, yeah.
We're going to walk, rock on to Electric Avenue. Going to take it. Anybody else remember that Electric
Love
Avenue, Jane
that
Doe?
Love song. My favorite song.
Jane Doe, are you with me still? Still here?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember Electric Avenue?
No, not really.
Oh, geez. Come on.
Out in the streets there is violence.
Okay, we're going to use it as a transition to the Jane Doe portion of the show. Jason, if you hang up, and you don't have to announce it, you can just disappear if you don't find it interesting, but I want you to shout out this song to show you're a brave man, okay? Only the chickens don't sing, okay? So here we go. One, two, three. Just a chorus. One, two, three. About your tips, and I thought maybe we should take the tips and stay away from the dramatic story. But overnight, I just kept thinking about it. I want to hear that dramatic story first, and then if there's anyone who wants to hear the tips, we'll either talk about them or you can come back another time. So you've got a special story to tell, and I'm just going to do a very brief introduction. It's about how your ex-spouse can interfere with your job search. I never would have thought that. And so anybody can ask Jane Doe questions, but we're obviously using the name Jane Doe. That's not her real name. She's involved in a court case. Over to you. Tell us all about it.
I was married to someone who is a batterer, and I'm a non-custodial mom. It's a long story, and I'm not going to get into that. However, the person that I married is very, very money-grabbing and hungry, and whenever I switch jobs, I'm a consultant. I have to go back and forth into court to deal with the child support abatement and everything else. And this latest one...
No, you know what? You're taking it too fast. You know, you're choking. I mean,
okay.
You were so good on the phone yesterday.
Okay.
I understand you're not a professional performer. She's got a husband, a real schmo, and I would call him rougher names than that. He hit her. How long were you married?
8.5 years.
I know she's tough. I talked to her yesterday. I'm not talking to somebody who can't handle it, okay? 8.5 years. And you didn't know it when you married him, but he turned out to be a violent schmo, right?
Yes.
And you've got two kids, young kids, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so for reasons, you said you don't want to go into the story, though I'm happy to have you tell it if you want. He's got custody of those kids, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And he's taking money, child support. You're a professional person. You earn more money than him. He's married to someone else right now, but you have to pay child support. Am I right about that?
Yes, and it's normal. Every dad does it. So I don't. That is not an issue for me. The issue that I have is that he will do things while you're in the and men go through this too. When you're in the middle of a job search or job loss, the first thing you know a non-custodial parent has to do is go ahead and file for an abatement because we don't
What's
talk
an
or
abatement?
Have a.
I don't know what I'm not a lawyer, you know.
Oh, it's not a legal term. It just that it slows down your child support so that you don't have to pay the full amount, i.e., you pay like a portion of what you are getting for child allowance from the whichever state you're in, and that's completely normal and something that most rational. Custodial parents can accept because of the way the economy is. Unfortunately, my ex likes to take it to a whole level where he will have all my finances gone through and everything else, and even though I'm on unemployment, you know, I'm paying well above the state mandated, I was on the
yeah,
state mandated
the
norm.
You're just talking a little too much, okay? How's that
sure.
hurting your job search?
What it does is it puts additional stress on you. When you are searching for a job and you have to deal with someone who's pushing a whole bunch of legal pressure on you, and then you're also dealing with the angst and the anxiety of, oh, my God, I just lost my job, blah, 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 blah. Now I have to worry about a person who will come after every single thing that I own because he doesn't feel I'm paying him enough.
That's divorce. Call me.
Huh?
Am I
that's
on?
That's divorce. Call me.
Yeah, you're on.
Gosh.
Seriously,
okay.
Call me.
Jane Doe. I'll send you Janice's contact info later. But here's
yes,
so
please.
What's your point? What's your point? I thought the guy he's hauling you into court. But
yes.
I thought,
okay.
Somehow,
then in addition to that, there's another situation where he's accused me of something that I'm fighting in court. That's now hitting and it's a criminal thing and it's something that I'm dealing with my attorney. I can't discuss that. However, it affects my job search, i.e., where I have to explain something that is completely and utterly ridiculous, and I almost lost an opportunity because of it. Since I've talked to you, Animal, everything's fine. However, it puts you through, you know, an additional amount of stress that you don't need. You should not, as a person, should not have to go through, i.e., when it's something that's family related. Yeah, he has nothing
okay, yeah,
to do with
hold
your.
Hold on a second. You're not. See, you're, now you're skirting the topic.
How can we help you?
Jerry, butt out. You can't.
No, man,
to
you're
the
being rude.
No,
you're cutting her off.
Not.
She's obviously
hey,
in a bad situation and is wondering if maybe we can offer some input. I think.
Been there, done that. I
Oprah
call
wants
call.
To
you're
talk
just
to
slamming
you.
Her.
For me, Oprah wants to talk to you. Go ahead, Oprah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's okay. No, I have a domestic battery misdemeanor that I'm fighting, and it's something completely idiotic. However, this is something that hit me on my job search, where when I had you do those extensive background checks. I'm at a management level, so I had to disclose what was going on, and it's a form of harassment for what he's doing, and it's quite frankly it's embarrassing that you have to explain this, and you could potentially lose an
up?
Opportunity
okay,
because of that.
You're talking too much. Please let me lead you, okay? I know
oh,
how
sure.
to run this show. Okay, so the guy is, but ironically, if he's a bad guy like you said, he's charged you with battery. So you're in a
yes.
court case right now. So when someone
yes.
does a reference check. A background check that comes up, yes or no?
Yes.
So
yes, it
so
does.
You so your job do they just reject you or does the HR department actually call you up and say, Jane, we've checked and you're in court for battery? We don't want you here. We don't need violent employees. Is that what you're thinking is happening to you?
Yes.
Well,
and
what
it's
can
happened
you do
to others.
About that?
I can teach her to deal with that. I'm telling you. Free consultation, call me. Been there, done that.
Okay. Well, she's going to call
Doe.
You after, but I want to know from her right now, Janice.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I thought
Jane.
The stuff that showed up in those background checks were only convictions. I mean, how are
you
they finding out about this?
I had to disclose that they asked on the background check, and my attorney advised me to go ahead and disclose it because it could come up.
Have you been convicted of any felonies? I mean, they're not asking you,
no.
Have you ever been to court over anything, are they? I mean, what's the real question that you're actually answering opening this up? Because I don't think you have to, because it's not a conviction. It's an allegation. And there's a big difference
there. He went and he got a criminal order of protection that's still sitting right now. I'm in the process of fighting it.
Mm.
That started right after I lost my job. That's what this is. So that does come up. That
yeah.
will
Jane
hit you.
Jane Doe,
is
your lawyer an expert in battered woman counsel?
No. I've yet to meet an attorney that is.
Find one that is. There are battered women resources. Emotional abuse is enough, and that is exactly what he's inflicting now. You need a lawyer that can fight at that and not give you rational arguments why you're a criminal.
Okay.
Well, yeah, you know what? I think I talked to her yesterday. Psychologically, she's not troubled by this guy anymore. The issue, it's a practical issue. Janice, do you have some practical recommendations?
Yeah, she needs to learn how to discuss it with an employer if it should come up.
Well, go ahead. You want to tell us right now?
Well, I'm not sure I know enough, okay? But
give it a wing it.
Well, boy.
You can't wing something like this, Animal. It's serious stuff.
But a woman has rights, and you have a right.
Hey, I
got to
go. Goodbye, everybody. Jane, I wish you the best.
Employers don't care about her
rights. Good luck, Jane.
The employers care about their jobs, but the employers care about her performance on the job. Okay.
Yeah, but she's a professional. She can handle this. We just need to be able to deal with how you present the charges that are being levied. How do you manage that when you have to report it?
I don't even – my issue is, are you going to get a chance to rebut any suspicions they have about you,
right.
Jane? Will they even tell you, or they just say, hey, we don't need a violent nut. We don't want to take any chances. What's the story there? Jane Doe, still here?
Yes. They do. The employer did, and I was, you know, able to talk about it. However, the way I felt afterwards was and they can't discuss it with anyone outside of HR, but, like, the person that recruited me knew about it and a couple other people. And it's like, again, it causes a level of it goes to the level of confidence they have in your ability to perform the job or what kind of person they thought you were. And I'm not a violent person. I'm not someone that does those kind of things. However, I was a victim of them. And trying to explain that to someone when you're dealing with, like, the sociopath that I have to deal with,
I wouldn't go
is
into
difficult.
That much depth. I would not go into that much depth. Okay?
Okay, this sounds
I would
like
probably
a huge problem.
I'd probably
go ahead,
turn
Janet.
It around into commitment toward that job, okay? Part of the reason that I'm committed to doing my job is because I'm a single mother. Okay, and if you've got to bring this up, which I'm not even sure you do, all right, and, you know, I'm going through a divorce. I've got a situation in which it's extremely important that I have a stable situation for my children, stable income, and then that's probably all I would do, okay?
You know what? This thing's a little more complicated. I want to move
of
on
course.
To your other tips now, okay?
Wait a minute.
Let's move on.
Animal?
Yeah.
Animal? One
yeah.
more important tip.
Go ahead. Shoot.
BWJP.org. Battered Women's Justice Project.org.
Mm-hmm.
Go there. It's got resources, it's got tips, and it's got referrals.
Okay.
Thank
now,
you.
She, just so you guys know, she's not a novice at this thing. She's an expert. Okay, but maybe not with the job aspect of it. Being battered, she knows a lot, and she seems like a very strong person. What are the tips, the actual job hunting tips you want to give?
Oh, sure. Just to give you guys a little bit of background, I lost my job June 30th, and I had a job by July 28th. And the reason being is that I started to follow a marketing plan that I had found on Brazen Careers. Some of the stuff I don't agree with that she says 100%. However, because she comes from a marketing background, it made sense.
You know,
most of the job boards that you're
going to understand a word you're saying, okay?
Oh,
so slow it down or come back another time because, you know, I'm out of time anyway. What do you want? You want to tell the job tip? You didn't talk
sure.
like this yesterday. It happens every time. They're great on the phone when they talk to me, when they get on the air. You know what? You'll come back and talk about that. Jason, Jane Doe, Jen Petty,